Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
I know you said it, girl.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, happy, happy out there. Happy holidays. It is Find It Out Friday. How does everyone feel from that wonderful Thanksgiving gathering yesterday with family and friends, or just with the birds or the plants, or however way you did it? For those of you who are not still under the food comatose, I guess you got out there and moved around with Black Friday shopping. There's a lot of people out there moving. I was just watching them through the window. I just did not want to get out there with them. I go ahead of time. A couple of weeks back, I get all of my stuff out the way, and then I see if those real prices or real sale prices are on Black Friday. Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. Just be aware. Know your merchandise. But it was so much fun standing in the line just getting cranberry sauce or juices or whatever instead of buying toilet tissue like we were doing this time last year. What a great change. We're getting there slowly but surely, but just still stay safe. You know, it's a lot of children out there that have not had their vaccines. We need this herd immunity going on here for the herd immunity and the systems that break down children and going into their liver, their kidneys, and things of that nature. This is no joke to play out here. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself so therefore you can take care of others out there. We have Miss Tiffany Jones. Tiffany with an eye coming on. I see it, I get it done, and I complete it. She's going to tell us what she found out on Friday today. But before we get going, I'd like to share with you, you know, there are many people, many lives on this planet, too numerous, in fact, to count. From this great multitude, we wanderers find ourselves together with those in our family as parents and children, as brothers and sisters, as husbands and wives. If we do not live joyfully and cheerfully in the company of those with which we share this profound bond, what is life for? Should the atmosphere at home be somber, you, yourself, can be the sun. By bringing a shining presence, you can cast the light of hope on your father, mother, and whole family. So be the son out there. Just get out there and blind them to death. You know, one thing I can say, you know, the sun rises and sets even on a cloudy day. You know it's up there. So be the sun. Beam out there for your family, for yourself, and for society. And before we bring on Miss Tiffany, with an eye, since we're going into that season, I'm just going to play this for you from Patty. Welcome in. Happy holidays.
It's that special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce. Children play, while grown-ups plan the holiday. We do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to give praise. But it's more than fancy bows and mistletoe. It's joy unspeakable and love.
Welcome in to Find It Out Friday with Linda McChan and Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I. I like to say Tiffany with an I because she say I see it, I fix it, and I complete it. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us this evening? We're waking up with Linda McChan.
I am. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited every time to be on the show because I can be myself.
Yes, you can.
Not to say that I'm not myself on my own show, but this is a more personal touch, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So how are you? What's going on?
I
appreciate you so much again.
I'm glad that you're on, taking off your holiday time and joining us here. You know, we haven't been on since Tuesday because Wednesday we dog, Thursday was a turkey day, and today we wanted to come on and tell them what we found out. Okay, find it out on Friday. I'm so glad that you have joined us, and you'll be back with us again on Mindful Monday. You know, in between the times and the hours and the seconds and the minutes, things change, and we have to keep the community abreast of what's going on. We have to keep people woke out here, moving those blood cells through the brain, not just getting up out the bed. Keep that blood flowing. Be aware. Be safe. And be kind. So on that note, I'm just going to give it to you, Ms. Jones. What did you find out?
Well, I am so excited because I went to have dinner at my sister's, and I thought that I would not be able to request an Uber ride home or a Lyft ride home, and I was. Because at the time, you know, like 9 or 10 o'clock, people, not too many people are roaming around. And last year I did the same thing, and it took forever. I had to actually call somebody to come pick me up because Uber Lyft just did not come at all. But that was a different set of circumstances last year. But I am proud to say and happy to say that people are actually, you know, out there and picking people up again and moving around. Now that people are moving around, it's gotten better. So I'm excited.
Okay.
So that's what I found out yesterday.
That
it's good to move around. Everybody is, and it's going to be a good season, I would think, this year.
Well, I'm out there looking, and I see them in the malls and shopping and in the lines. And what I enjoy is hearing the people's laughter and talking about different things and, you know, just like having a lot of fun. Hopefully still being safe and cautious, but, you know, just out there moving. You know, life has to go on. Each day it's something else, some other new this, some other new that. You don't know what you're going to hear the next day. You just have to continue to be that bright sun and keep putting those sun rays out there. And those sun rays come from in out. So that's basically what I like to get out there and do, and see the smiling faces and give a few smiles and, you know, just sort of like observe. I'm more of an observer, you know, to do what I have to do. I don't get caught up in the shopping because I start right after August. I start, and I'm usually done by October with what I'm going to do. Every now and then I might have to go out and, because, you know, I have a huge family in Texas, you know, and whether I go or whether they come or whether I ship or whatever, I have to take care of them, because if you don't, you better not ever show up down there again. Okay, they do not play that. So I have to start really, really early, and I get good deals on good things, and then I can go back, and now that the season is here again, I go out and comparison shop, you know, and sit back. So I'm enjoying it. It's totally different, as I stated. Last year we were standing in line getting toilet tissue and disinfectant wipes. This year we was buying cranberry sauce and juice. It was a different kind of feel. So it's getting.
It really, really was. So that was exciting for me. And, you know, the things with the service industry still haven't changed. As a matter of fact, I found out today that the manager of a store that I was in, we had a conversation, and he had been waiting for a plumber for almost 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And he said the service was so slow. Mm-hmm. Like, people aren't really available. There are not that many people out doing, you know, employed with companies anymore as they used to.
Right.
So I just thought, it was, you know, for those of us who are, you know, consumers, just ordinary consumers, you know, individual consumers, no, but it's affecting people on a wide basis. You know, it's, you know, the corporations, the companies, they can't get done what they need to get done. Like I said, I thought it was just on an individual basis, but it's not. So
no, it's across the board.
I was glad to know that.
It's a domino effect, so, you know, when you're trying to schedule out vendors or whatever, even in emergencies. when you have to have, I mean, if they're shorthanded, you know, kind of less of a crew. So whereas they could get to you in 20 minutes, it might take them an hour in 20 minutes because they're on another job or they're with another client. And you have to be able to buffer and be in between that and explain that to someone else that's not even thinking about it. But, yeah, it's a domino effect. It affects across the board. It's an effect all the way. It's not one in one particular area. I have some friends that had their Thanksgiving dinner, family dinners in restaurants. I need to speak with them and see how that went. I want to know about the time frame and how was the service. And, you know, I'd just like to know that because it's a different kind of ball game. It's very, very different.
It really is.
Catered in from Mr. Mario, the singing chef, the Tate experience. So I knew that I was going to be happy. I knew I was going to be happy no matter what, right? So it was a good feeling to not have to boil those potatoes in the pot and peel those onions, okay? But when you know someone and you already know that you're going to be satisfied with what you get, you don't mind doing what you have to do. So we were very fortunate over here. All we had to do was just, you know, take it out and eat it. And he makes wonderful, I love key lime pies. He makes a key lime pie, and I'm just trying to hide it from everybody, okay? Because I just kept going back in. I say, you better stay out of that key lime pie and drink you a lot of water, but it's delicious. And as long as it's here, I'll be sneaking in, but you have to hide it from your other family members, okay? Sometimes you have to take a piece and cut it and hide it way back in the refrigerator. And most of the time they say, uh-oh, the food must be getting thin because Linda's hiding her stash. Oh, yeah, I will stash on you and don't go in there and touch it, okay? You have a lot of people that's liking the same thing, right? You go in there and you put you a little bit to the side. I'll share this story with you. I went to Arkansas and I took my sister-in-law, and she had never been, she wasn't from the South, she was from Northern California, so we had to go down for a family emergency, and we were all sitting in the living room, and so everybody was sitting in her living room, and all of a sudden this lady was coming through the gate, and they said, ooh, there's Miss Barbara, ooh, here come Miss Barbara with her cake, So I leaned over to my sister-in-law. I said, now, when they put the cake on the table, go in and cut two pieces and cover them and hide them up under the bed. So she said, no. Do you know Miss Barbara? I said, never met her before in my life. I said, but I know that tone. And I know that that cake is a real good cake. I can just listen to the sounds. I say, go get two pieces and hide them. So, and later on that night when everybody was asleep, I said, did you get the cake pieces? And the husbands were asleep. We were sitting up in there like we were, you know how when we were kids playing the tent with the tea sheet up like we was in a tent eating that chocolate cake. She said, oh, my gosh. I said, I told you. I say, you don't have to know. You just listen to the words. Just listen to the comments, and you'll know what you're getting ready to get. All I needed to hear was, ooh, there is Miss Barbara and her cake. And I'm Southern, so I know what that meant. I said, oh, no, we have to stash out there. So when you know someone that has good food or when you're going somewhere and you know the food is good, you know they're clean, and you don't have to worry. You know you're going to get bang for your buck no matter what you have to pay. Pay it because you're going to get total satisfaction. So that is the way we spent our Thanksgiving here. I did not feel like trying to put on no high heel shoes and go sit up and have some rolls to take back home for later on because normally when you eat at someone else's house, you really are not comfortable in a manner that you would be in your own house because, you know, you're putting on your propers there. So I was fine over here, barefooted, twiggling my toes, and we just had a great time. So I know that others out there had an opportunity to get with the family, hopefully in a safe way, and just, you know, try to bring it back together again. And it, when you walk in, you know, you always got Aunt Joe or Uncle Sue. Somebody's always a bad actor. You're going to find that we have that in all families. But just always try to remind yourself that you're that son. and keep putting those beautiful, positive, kind, sweet sun rays out there when you're around your family, because, yeah, we're all going through it here, and it takes each one of us to keep each other up. So I'm glad that you were with your family and you got your ride home. I hadn't even thought about last year, because we weren't moving last year. But you're right, Tiffany, it's a slack in everything. So when we leave home, we have to leave home and take our patience with us, okay? Because it's just, we're all mm-hmm. going through it. That's it. But we're going to get through it together. And for those of us who are still here, we're very blessed to be up, to get up and see another day. And for those who are no longer with us, we still send goodness to their spirit, too. You know, and I think about the families that have had loss, and I made sure to take out time to contact them, you know, if through nothing but a message.
Oh, that was so nice.
Yeah, if nothing mm-hmm. but a message, because I know it's difficult for that, and you really don't know what to say or how to say it, and you don't want to say Happy Thanksgiving because you know it ain't happy for them right now. You just let them know I'm thinking of you and the family and miss you, love you, enjoy, and that's all you can say, because you don't know where they are, and a lot of people will dialogue back, and some of them it's just too painful right now for them to talk about it. So we have to wear two hats. We have to wear me hats, because we have to think of ourselves, but we have to wear that second hat for other people too. And it's different. Not different for me. That's the way I live my life, but it's a whole different switch up here. So keep your patience with you. Keep that kind on your heart, and that beautiful smile on your face, no matter what. Be stern. Don't let anybody walk you like a rug. But so I found out on Find It Out Friday that sometimes when you don't feel like cooking, you better find you a friend that's an excellent chef and a caterer, and he can take care of it for you, and don't worry about it. So I have started something here. It might be a problem from this day forward. I might not have to never peel another onion. Because I enjoyed every bite of it. As a matter of fact, I went back two or three times a day, because he does healthy portions, but it's excellent. It's excellent food. He's been on the show before, and I think, I don't know if you met him, yeah, but he's been doing events all through the pandemic because he practices safety. But he's so in great demand mm-hmm. that they fly him all over the country because he does not play. When those chafing dishes mm-hmm. come up off of when those tops come up, you're getting ready for it, okay? And I love him. That's I love true. To speak about him. I'm his PR person, okay? I just
know.
Put it out there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I believe
well,
in him.
That's great, though.
Yeah, he took
that's
care
great.
Of it, so.
Thank you.
And to go out. So, but I'm glad you were with your family and you got an opportunity to get back home. And I know that everybody was well. And if things were good, they were good. And if they weren't, we'll talk about them weren't so good things in private. Because, you know, we always like to run things by each other, because it's always better to get a better view of something, a different opinion. You know, because when we're in it, we can't see it. So you have to pull that outside person in to see, well, what you think? You know, how would you feel about that? I know I do. So I'll have some things to discuss with you. But we wanted to come back on and let them know what we found out. The traffic is crazy out there. If you're riding in it, you see the craziness, even if you're riding or you're driving in it. It's crazy. It's crazy, and people
oh,
are
yeah.
excited.
It is. It's a little crazy. But I think that people are just so happy to be out and about in a normal fashion than they were last year,
oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's good. I mean, you know, hopefully this holiday season brings more cheer and more joy, a little less stress. But it's really interesting, though, too, that people who like to travel, like I have a friend who travels, and he left Wednesday evening, got a flight out Wednesday evening to go to Georgia and came back Friday morning. And it was just a, like, impromptu thing that he did. But mm-hmm. it's, you know, people are doing things spontaneously, and it's great. You know, you're not really thinking about taking that trip, you know, next year or in a couple months. People are really living their lives, and I think that was one of the things that the pandemic brought, was to do some introspection and see, like, you know, live today, live in the present. You can't put off things to tomorrow, because we really didn't know what tomorrow would bring after we were in the pandemic. You know what I mean? We didn't know. The day before we were in the pandemic, we thought it was business as usual until that day hit. And then we started reflecting and thinking about things of staying in the present and what you would do today. Because tomorrow is different, and it can be very different.
Well, as you know, things change moment to moment.
But that's how life's supposed to be, I think.
Yeah, that's spontaneity. That spontaneity is a good thing. I like to use some spontaneity. I'll jump off it too. Even in the chats, I might start off. I say, "Well, what you gonna do?" I started off going to Inglewood, but I ended up in Las Vegas. I don't know how that happened, but I've always been that way. When the pandemic came, it slowed you down. Like you say, nothing is promised. Not even your, well, as we found out, your next breath the next day, or, you know, just be appreciative that we opened up our eyes this morning. And just for that wonderful, beautiful benefit, blessing, gift, whatever, have a way you want to place it, then you try to bestow a wonderful gift on someone else, if it's nothing else but a smile, because you're here today to be able to give someone a smile. So, and it's still, you know, kind of hard to adjust when you walk past people and sometimes they don't look up, or they just look so sad, and you don't even acknowledge each other. But then again, you have to understand that, because you don't know what's on that person's mind. So you just still give them that kindness and give them a smile in your mind and keep moving, because you cannot let their energy change yours. That's a good thing the pandemic has taught a lot of people. You don't have time to get caught up in anybody else's stuff, because you're too busy worrying about your own. And that's lessons learned, you know. And it is the survival of the fittest, but we still don't have to be selfish and mean with it either. So they can go either way. But I am glad to have you come on today, because it's holiday. People are still out there traveling. You know, the day is the day of sleep.
And speaking of traveling, have you ever noticed that in L.A., everyone goes somewhere? Most people go somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
The day of, like, Thanksgiving, nobody's in the airport. No one.
Right.
But everybody's traveling from L.A. And nobody, you know, I'm saying, I mean, there are so many people that have come here from other states.
Mm-hmm.
That are they refer as transplants, and they go out and visit their family, and it gets quiet here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not busy. It gets quiet at the airport. But, you know, the two Lyft drivers that I had, they were at the airport first, and they said it was so quiet there. No one was coming in. Mm-hmm. There were very few planes, if any, coming in and going out. So I was like, yeah, everybody in L.A. moves about and gets out of town when the holidays are here.
All you need to do is hear the H, and you see the ski racks going up, the luggage going on. Yeah, they move. They don't even have to hear the full word holiday. Just hear the H, and they're gone, you know. So, yeah, there they're out to check up. I've been pretty good myself. But I really like it. I don't usually like to travel on holidays. You know, driving around within the state, I might fly out, but that's days before, days after. I never move with the crowd. You know, now Sunday is going to be a different ball game up in here.
Oh, absolutely!
Yeah, it's going to be totally different. And then it might not be, because a lot of people are not in positions where they have to be at the office on Monday morning, because there's no office to go to.
True.
You know, so it will be slightly different. But I'm just glad to see people out moving around, and I'm glad we took a notch from where we were then to now, and happy that you keep reminding us to live in the present. That's the real important thing, to live in the present.
Oh, it is. It's so important. You and I both know how important it is, but I literally can't say it enough because it is in the moment, whether you're Christian, you're whatever religion you are part of, whatever philosophy, spirituality, it's all the same in terms of living in the present moment. Everyone talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very important. And if we could stay there and focus on it, then tomorrow it doesn't matter. You're just living for today, living in the moment, living joyously, happily, and then tomorrow will take care of itself. It does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every day takes care of itself if you stay and when you stay present in the moment. So I really appreciate that and understanding and knowing that. So, but you have to really get
helpful.
To a point where that is, where that becomes strongly embedded and in your spirit, in your soul, that to live every day joyfully. And it's a work. It's work.
Sure
we're
it
so
is.
Used to thinking about tomorrow and what to do tomorrow and the worries of tomorrow. And tomorrow hasn't even come yet. You don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring because you never know. So I think that was an important lesson, as you said, that the pandemic showed us last year.
Oh, yeah. Showed us a lot.
Also,
mm-hmm.
I found out that the mask mandate might be lifted in February. That's what they're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe with all the show of the vaccination cards and people having to do certain things, that will eliminate the mask mandate
because
there's another mandate in place.
Mm.
You know?
Well, I don't know.
I like my mask.
Yeah, I like it because I don't have to worry about my lipstick, okay? So what shade I'm putting on because you can't see it anyway, so I'm...
Oh, my goodness.
It don't matter with me, okay? It don't matter. If they lift it, if they don't, I think it'll take me a minute before I remove mine, okay? Because unless I know 100% that they got a blinking light on their forehead and they say that I am fully vaccinated and clear, then I'm going to keep my mask on, okay? Just because everybody's not going to get it, won't get it, and it's to their opinion if they don't get it. But it has nothing to do with me, so I think they need to put a blinking light on everybody's forehead. I am in the clear. Then I'll remove my mask. Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm not ready. I'm not quite ready for that,
well,
like I said. I'll be looking for my shade for lipstick. Huh?
The good news is we can still do the negative testing, though, too.
If you still
want to go to a restaurant, if you still want a massage, I found that out, too, the other day, that if you want to have a massage or you want to do something and you can get tested,
mm-hmm.
For COVID, do it and see within a period of 24 or 72 hours, I think, and mm-hmm. then you test negative, then you can go and get your spot treatment. So there's another option.
There's an option there, but I that's kind of strange to me. Okay, because see, you can be negative at 10 o'clock and run into somebody at 10:30 and get infected. It just don't make sense to me with that, okay? It really doesn't make sense. So to show your test doesn't mean anything to me. Let me see, you done got that Kool-Aid shot in your arm, okay? That makes me feel a little bit better.
That doesn't mean anything either. Some people are still getting sick with that.
I know. So we all have our little...
It's a safety, yes it is. I guess it's a more safe, I guess, than just the reliance on the temperature status or the culture test or whatever they do.
And it's difficult because you still don't know what you're dealing with. This is all new to all of us, okay? It's all new, everything. And I'm glad, you know, you have to show your proof. I'm glad. I know when anybody came up around me, they thought they was in Cedar Sinai Hospital. We looked like we had just got off the spaceship, and all our names was Venus, okay, with the face mask, the face shield, and everything else. So you just have to move with your own gut feeling and do what makes you comfortable. And that's the way you have to view it. I have not, like you say, most facilities, you have to show proof of that before you have your services when you go in. I know for travel on some methods of transportation, they require you to fill out a form. People are trying. You know, they're trying. So I guess whatever we have to do to stay safe and stay healthy, you know, do it. That's all I have to say. Just do it. They say, well, I don't want to do this. I say, well, do like the old folks say, get the shot and see what happens, or don't get it and see what happens. You got a choice. It's up to you. And so, you know, and it's a person's right to what they want, and it's a lot of other stuff to it, and a lot of different reasons. So to each his own, and we have to, whichever makes the person comfortable. And that's the way you have to view it, because that's why they have the word individual. It means exactly what it is, individual. We're individuals. We're all different. We're not all the same.
That is so true. And thank God we have our own uniqueness about ourselves and our own personal individuality, because it just would be a very boring society if we were all alike.
Would it be boring if everybody looked the same, smiled the same? It would be like walking around looking like Wally the robot, okay? And that's no fun. I like the word individuality, but on that note, Miss Tiffany with an I. I know that you have a full weekend, and for those of us who are recuperating and coming from under these food comatoses, or either still digging back in the pots. You know, I love Thanksgiving because you always have some stuff you can go back and dig into the next day. Yeah, you can go back, and it seems to taste better the next day after it is set. So I'm talking to you, and I'm just seeing that key lime pie on the tip of my fork, okay? I'm just dreaming about it, and I'll have a small pinch of it, as they say, just a little bit, because it's very, very rich, but it's very, very good. It's so good that you don't need a slice. I would just like to take a spoon and just eat out the center of it, but since I have to share with other family members, I can't do it that way. But if I was on my own, I would have a spoon, and all that whole pie would be mine, okay, because I love key lime pie, and Mario Tate, the singing chef, can lay them out for you. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have a few made for some families that I know that would be an awesome family gift, and then just take care of the whole family, you know, and especially when they know it's coming from Mario. I don't care. People can be vegan, vegetarian. They can have a picky way of eating, but when they find out that gentleman is cooking, they be crawling all through the windowsills trying to get to that food. And I am so fortunate to have someone in my life, or someone that's close to me, or that I know personally, that can put out a product like that. Yeah, he's one of the best. He is the best as far as I'm concerned. I call him one-stop shopping. All you need to do is call him. He'll take care of everything for you. He does this beautiful thing for anniversaries, a dinner and a song on the beach, where he sets up the gazebos and the light. Oh, it is gorgeous. I said, you're going to make me have to have an anniversary. Okay, I want a dinner and a song. Oh. You know, just
I guess
private.
We all like a little romance, right?
That's what I'm saying. Very romantic, very private. Just he's just, what can I say? He's the best, and I had the fortune of having my Thanksgiving dinner catered by him. I said, "Ooh boy, you guys been you know I must love you up in here." Okay, but I do not feel like turning on the stove, and I don't want to burn up those orchids that's sitting on top of it, because, you know, orchids do not like heat. So this stove will not go on over here for Thanksgiving. We gonna cater it in. And it was wonderful. So now I've gotten real spoiled, and I think I have started something, and I'm going to keep it up, okay? So the next big powwow, that's Christmas. And, of course, you know how we do it on the birthdays. When my birthday comes, oh, he have to set that table for me. I will not let anybody. Well, what do you want me to bring? We don't do potluck, okay? We don't do potluck. Just bring your beautiful smile. That's all. Just bring your smile. Mm-hmm. Because everything is there. I just love him. And what I love about it is that his presentation, I mean, he makes the way it's presented is so breathtaking that you're scared to go to the table. That's what I missed over here. I couldn't set my stuff up like it would be if he would have set it up. But we didn't mind that. We just wanted to get the fork into that dressing and stuff, okay? So we'll do that next time. But I'm so glad to hear that you were with your family. I'm so glad to hear that, you know, everything got straight with your transportation and everything. I'm glad you came on because we didn't want to carry
it. Oh, yes, it was always going to be that.
I know.
You know, I just don't. It's always going to be that. But I showed up just in time. The power had been out all day. And, most of the day. And they live in a very nice upscale neighborhood, and for it to be out half of the day was like, but, you know, they did their job. They came out, and we had dinner, and say that again.
I said, no, you went out and you did what you had to do. And I'm glad that you came on to share with us, but we're getting ready to wrap it up. We have told the listeners, find it out on Friday. Tiffany with an I will be back for Mindful Monday. Give us some pointers to be mindful of. And I like it because you like to do that. We love having you come. And especially when we have to go in different directions, we'll have some more exciting things that are coming up. I want everybody to watch out. Watch out. We have a few surprises coming. Okay, I just want you to just stay on edge. And we like to tease over here. So you're not going to get it all at once. But we're just going to bring it to you low and slow. Okay, that's the way we operate here. We're not CNN. We share and we care. And we give you stuff. And the best way for you to keep yourself happy, it's all about happiness and joy. And remember, and that's with Tiffany with an eye, I get it done, waking up with Linda Mac Shan, not just getting up out the bed, keep that blood flowing through that brain so you can be aware, so you can be safe, so you can be cautious, so you can be about love, and always, always be kind. Tiffany, we love you. We're going to check out. Please enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you.
Have fun.
I will. I'll be calling you over the weekend. Love you, listeners. Tiffany
love
with an
you.
I see it. I strategize it. I restructure it, and I get it done. Tiffany, we love you.
When your
love you
heart
too.
Is free,
thank you.
It's easy to make a decision when your head is clear. You know you have good judgment, but when your life is turning topsy-turvy and you have no reasons for what's disturbing, remember these words my father said to me.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
spread care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.